Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All righty, here we are. We made it to Thursday. Let's keep going, right? It is 8:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top story, Fed cut the rate 0.5%. The House spending bill, though, a continuing resolution failed, possibly because they put the SAVE Act in there, so they'll have to try again. Otherwise, it'll be the threat of the scary, frightening government shutdown.
Oh, boy.
And speaking of, ooh, scary, fall is in the air. Yeah. And Pastor Chris is here. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Bob. Good. Thank you for allowing me to be here this morning. Thanks to Sky, you, Greg Cassidy, for inviting me in to talk about Buy a Pumpkin, Feed a Child.
How many years have you been doing this, Buy a Pumpkin, Feed a Child, at Gainesville Church of God, 39th Avenue? How long has this been?
This is our 12th year right now, and it's going better than ever.
And you were saying, do you want to say how many, like, loaves of bread and stuff that
sure.
you have?
We get 10 semi-loads of pumpkins every year, over 20,000 pumpkins we'll sell at Buy a Pumpkin, Feed a Child. We'll have probably 13 to 15,000 loaves of pumpkin bread, the original chocolate chip. Just been an amazing time, and it just continues to grow as a community. I want to shout out and thank the community for helping us make this a success.
Yeah, it does. It continues to grow. It's for a great cause. First of all, where do you get your pumpkins? Because that's part of this whole great deal.
Sure. All of our pumpkins come from the Navajo Nation in New Mexico. They have a giant farm out there, so they grow all the pumpkins and they ship them to us. So when you buy a pumpkin from us, you not only help feed the children, you're also helping a group that struggles, and that's the Navajo Nation. So they've been a great partnership for us.
That is awesome. And then the proceeds from selling the pumpkin, where does that go?
It goes to everything we sell. 100% of the proceeds go back out to help children in need here locally in the North Central Florida area. Programs like Food for Kids, the Backpack Program, the Ronald McDonald House, we're starting a partnership with them.
Right.
The Heart of Florida Youth Ranch in Marion County. There's a variety of organizations here. And then internationally, we're involved in places like Central and South America. Recently in Ecuador, we just partnered with an organization down there. There's an island off the coast of Ecuador that didn't have any drinking water, and Buy a Pumpkin, Feed a Child helped us to be able to help thousands of people on a coastal island who needed that. Also, the Pacific Rim areas around the world. So we help people all over the place.
That is fantastic. And then does that coincide kind of with missionary? Like, in other words, you know this area, you know they're in need, and that way you can help them?
Yes, we connect with organizations and other mission organizations as well who know the need in the area, and also helps us, like, even during natural disasters, to be able to reach in and help people during times of crisis.
So Buy a Pumpkin, Feed a Child. It's the pumpkin patch. They've been doing it every year. It is hard to miss if you travel up and down 39th Avenue. And I'm always asking Greg, or you, what's the cross street? And he always gets kind of irritated with me because that's how I find directions.
Yes,
or
sir.
I need a big landmark. If you give me an address, that it goes blah, 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 39th Avenue.
Right. We're close to, I would say that we are just east of I-75 or Santa Fe Community College, less than a mile from the interstate, close to that new campus outlet that's opening up at the Public Shopping Center.
Are you going
to
be on the Greg Schmooze tour later on?
I want to go down there and meet some VIPs like Greg Cassidy and the ball coach. Yeah.
And don't worry, he won't be bugging the ball coach for beer. That'll leave more for everybody else. And neither will Greg, for that matter.
There
especially
you go.
In front of his pastor. But anyway, this is a great event. Oh, tell me about all the stuff that's part of the pumpkin patch. Because first of all, you don't charge for this when families bring their kids out. And I noticed there are some other places that do it for profit. Well, that's their deal. That's fine. But you don't. Tell me about what the pumpkin patch involves.
Sure. There's no charge to get into the patch. We want it to be a win-win. We want you to come out and have low-tech fun, play cornhole, let your kids ride on the train, take some pictures at the... We have some new and improved photo ops this year, bounce houses. We see it as a ministry to the community. It's a place to come and have fun. But also we ask... While you're there, maybe you'll pick up a pumpkin and help us support somebody else in need. So we want it to be a win-win. We don't charge anything to get in. We just hope that you'll pick up something on your way out, some pumpkin bread, some pumpkins, and rather than, you know, just support a big box store, help us to feed somebody or help somebody in need.
I have tasted a little bit some of the pumpkin bread in the past. I've had maybe a bite or two.
A bite or two. Right. And a whole month of October.
Are you doing the chocolate chip thing again, along with, of course, the original?
Sure. We have the original. We have the chocolate chip. And the chocolate chip has kind of come on strong. It's become more popular than even the original. People love it.
I think you and I made that kind of
popular. It's a great combination, so it's really tasty.
I'll eat it all. I'll buy yourself.
We try to have other things like cotton candy and other concessions. There's stuff you probably can't get on in a typical, like at the store or something like that, to make that experience even better.
Well, I guess that's what I'm getting to, is this is more than just, you know, pop it in, grab a pumpkin, which by all means, if that's how you want to do it, you can. But it also can be an event. It can be a memory, builder with you and the kids. And I still have a picture with my oldest, Rihanna, who just gave me a grandson, you know, holding a little pumpkin when she was probably 3 years old in a similar type scenario back when we lived in St. Pete. And I'll always treasure stuff like that. So we're making memories.
We have people who come back every year. We have a grandparent couple who fly in from Virginia, and they take their grandkids and bring them to the patch every year.
Love it.
And they take pictures and they hang out together. And there's one of the photo ops says how tall this fall. So every year when those kids are a little bit taller, they take a new picture, a fresh picture of them.
See?
And they keep them over the years. Ends up in their Facebook, comes up on their memories. And I think it's a great opportunity to be able to gather together with people you care about and to do something fun outside. And at the same time, help somebody else out who's in need.
And you engage other partners in this that bring out those fun vehicles like the Tow-Mater. Tell me about that.
Sure. Tow-Mater has been with us from the very beginning. You'll see him out there on 39th Avenue now. He's like our mascot. Hmm. But we have special days like October 20th, which we call our superhero, Princess Day. We have, you know, your typical superheroes and princess, Disney princesses. But we also have our local, what we would call real superheroes. Our first responders come out, the fire department, rescue. We want a special shout out to Emery Ganey, our local sheriff here in Alachua County, who brings out some of his people and some of their equipment and shows some of that stuff off. So we have special days. The Mandalorian will be there, R2-D2, people like that on the 20th of October. Those folks all show up for those days. And those are big days for us.
It is. It's fun. One time, it's a memory builder. It's great for the kids. It's great for everyone. You benefit when you buy a pumpkin or when you buy a loaf of bread. Greg, it looked like you wanted to say something.
Well, yeah, because I know now, a lot of times, too, and I know Bob is a big fan of these, the specialty kind of pumpkins.
Yes.
That are not what you're normal.
Yes.
Some of those are really crazy looking, but they're really cool.
Yeah, the Navajos have really gone, you know, and just created unique and special pumpkins, particularly for decorating like your front area of your house, your front door and stuff. And so they just have an amazing assortment that they have sent us that is really not available in a lot of other places that you could get from us.
I like the traditional and something that's really offbeat or different that catches your eye too, you know, always a mixture, traditional, something a little.
We have a Youngin pumpkin patch where little kids can go in and pick up their own pumpkin for young kids. And we try to do something for everybody. This year we hope to add something like a petting zoo and some other things like that. Just try to keep it fresh, try to keep it new, and nothing goes to waste. When we get all done, we give the extras away, or those that break or rot or that are left over at the end of the season, the local farmers who use them for livestock. So everything we take in, we're able to, you know, just put it to a place where it might be needed.
Wow. And you've got great volunteers that are helping to make it all happen, too. Somebody's cooking that pumpkin bread. It's not all Greg's mom.
No, not at all.
It's 100% volunteer-driven. It's a labor of love. We have people from the church who volunteer. We tell them, don't take any time off. Don't go away. Just come
and help.
No vacations in October. No. Come help us, help people, and touch people around the world here in our local community in North Central Florida as well. So it's a labor of love. If somebody wants to come out and help us out, we're going to unload pumpkins on the 26th at 5 o'clock. Our first load shows up. You can come out and help us do that or just volunteer. You can go to buypumpkinfeedachild.com or our Facebook page and reach out to us, and we'll help you. Some school students need volunteer hours. It's a great opportunity for them. You know, there's a range of activities that you could be involved in there.
The Pumpkin Patch is back a week from Saturday. They open the 28th. Enjoy. Have fun. It's a great cause. And Pastor Chris, we always appreciate you and what you do and what the church does. Thank you.
Thanks to you, Bob and Greg, and for the sky for allowing me to come in and talk about it. It's a blessing. Thank you.
It's 8:16. It's a happy Thursday. We have a lot still to talk about this morning. So stick around. News Talk 97.3.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sky. Did he cook up a batch just for us? Because that was outstanding.
It was not supposed to be ready today, so I think he might have pulled a few strings in the kitchen.
Said a couple of prayers.
Yes.
Voila! There it is.
There's pumpkin bread.
The pumpkin bread. Pastor Chris, Gainesville Church of God. That'll be a week from Saturday, officially opening. And it is buy a pumpkin, feed a child. But they got more than just pumpkins there.
Oh, yeah.
It's an awesome thing that's definitely become a tradition for a lot of folks, and we're very happy to be attached to it in any way, shape, or form.
It benefits so many people. I mean, again, in our local community and literally around the world, and the fact that you can do that by just buying some pumpkin bread, buy a pumpkin, makes a difference.
Yeah, I like it when it's like that. Like, really? Yeah. I get to enjoy this stuff, and I know it's going somewhere good.
Yep.
All right. What's the big news? The Fed.
Yeah.
Cut the rate 0.5%. You've got the House bill that was a continuing resolution that people had reservations about, especially conservatives, because this CR thing is Nancy Pelosi spending levels from COVID times. So it's way out of whack. It's expanded the budget way, way too much. We already run deficits to begin with. This is only compounding all of that. So they want to try to rein that in. Look, it's not going to happen. Why you've got the Democrats in power. It's just not going to happen.
No.
Like so many other things, it's just not going to happen. You know, Kamala talks a good game now about changing, about not, banning fracking anymore, supposedly.
Yeah, right.
Look, a wolf can change its coat, but never its disposition. She has been what she is for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She is an anti-gunner, for one thing.
Oh, big time.
Now, we've established that. And but now she, listen, she can say these things in the same sentence. We're not taking anyone's guns, blah, 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 blah. But we must ban AR-15s.
Is that crazy? Like,
yeah. Look, my expertise maybe is limited, but I know an AR-15 is a gun.
It's a sporting rifle. That's
so
the category it's in.
So it's a gun.
Yes.
But she said, we're not taking anyone's guns, but we must ban. All right.
Yeah.
So, and I would say, oh, well, maybe she means like you won't be able to purchase them anymore. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which means they're not taking the one you have. But wait a second. Hold on. She's the one that talked about a buyback program.
Which is really not a buyback program because they didn't sell it to you.
Well, not only that, it's not voluntary the way she's saying it. It would be a forced buyback.
Right.
Yeah. That's not freedom. That is not supportive of the Second Amendment. But we should not be surprised because this is the same person who has said in the past on record in 2007 that doesn't care if you're a law-abiding citizen and legally have guns. She thinks they should be able to kick the door down whenever they want. Listen to this audio.
Responsible behaviors among everybody in the community. And just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affairs.
We're just going to check to make sure you're being safe and responsible in your personal affairs? What?
She's saying, look, you're a law-abiding citizen within the bounds of the law, in the sanctity. She uses that word, the sanctity of your own locked home. Locked. Meaning when she says they have the right, meaning the government, to come in and make sure that your personal affairs are in order. I mean, through the locked door, which leads to what? If it's a locked door in the sanctity of your home, she's saying, we don't need a warrant. We can just knock your door down and just to see. Is there like a probable cause here, Kamala? There may have to be anything difficult. Well, it shouldn't be difficult for somebody who has been a DA. She said this when she was a district attorney in San Francisco.
That's crazy.
That don't worry about the illegal search and seizure amendment. Look, I hate the Second Amendment. She'd say if she was being honest.
Yeah.
And I might as well hate the other. What is it? The fourth search and seizure one?
Just pick one. Anyone. She doesn't like it.
Exactly.
She doesn't. No respect for our Constitution.
You have the right to do whatever you want with your own body, except hold on to a gun.
Or let us put a needle in you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean forced vaccination?
Well,
mandatory?
You know, yeah, you can call it that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Former President Donald Trump revealed that the two assassination attempts on his life have not broken his will, but have hardened his resolve to use his time on earth to make America great again. I didn't catch all the rally. I caught just a little bit of it. It was getting past my bedtime. But this was Uniondale, New York last night. Trump spoke about how the encounters with death have not broken him. He added that God had spared his life twice now, and there are those that say he did it because Trump is going to turn the state around, he's going to turn the country around, he's going to make America great again. I just think that this is life-changing for a lot of people. You have a serious attempt made on your life, not a near-death experience like, oh, that car wreck could have been worse. You know, this is there. And, you know, it's more than one.
Yeah.
And like the Iranian government is behind wanting to kill former President Trump as well. You know, that's a lot to take in, not to mention how you try to deal with that with your family and grandchildren. Think about it. Why do people want to kill grandpa? How in the world? Why, in what world, in especially America, should you ever have to have that conversation? Well, you see, there's some people that, you know, hate grandpa. I mean, what? That is just, it's sick on so many levels, I got to tell you. It just, can you tell it irritates me just a bit? All right. Hey, if you don't mind, let's do this now. We've got tickets for you for the Black Tie Blue Jean event that's coming. It's this Friday, yes, and it's on a Friday. Normally it's on a Thursday, so it's on a Friday. So, you know, you don't have to worry. You can sleep in the next day. Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, she's going to speak there. Other great folks, Patronus, going to be there. And I've got tickets for you. We'll take the seventh caller at 877-975-9825. A pair of tickets to this event is valued at, is it like $190? So, always great food. Like-minded people together. Strong, you know, in Alachua County. Like a little island of conservatism.
Yes. Have to show some strength.
Yeah, and that's in the city of Alachua, a legacy building, and that is... It's coming up tomorrow, but you got a chance to get the ticket. Seventh caller, 877-975-9825. Good luck on that. Arizona Cardinals and a MAGA mom. They have some issues. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky. There's no carbs in pumpkin bread, right?
Oh, no carbs, no calories, no sugar. No, nothing I'm saying is probably true.
Yeah!
But it is great!
And I'm happy.
Yes.
And it is Thursday. Good morning and welcome. It's a Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Jimmy Kimmel, what a jerk. Can I just say that right up front?
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Yes.
Anyway, while he's being a jerk... Gutfeld on Fox is crushing him in the other nighttime shows. And Gutfeld just had the President Trump on last night.
That's a great get,
oh, man. As we call it. So what's the deal here? And Jimmy Kimmel, yeah, he works for ABC.
Still a jerk.
Same ones that ran that lopsided debate where they only fact-checked Trump, never Kamala. Yeah. All right. Anyway. So he ratcheted up the climate of fear and paranoia against former President Donald Trump because that's what everybody on the left is trying to do. So he had George Clooney on, right?
Oh, brother.
And he says, have you thought about if Donald Trump wins, have you thought about the possibility he might use the power of the federal government against you personally? Because Clooney's very involved politically in the Democrat Party and fundraising, etc. Clooney replied, yeah, I have.
Oh, bro.
But I'm comforted by the fact that he's coming after you first. Insert laugh here.
Yeah.
But the damage is done. And Kimmel knows it.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a paranoid, weird thing. Just like Trump's going to destroy democracy. What a ridiculous thing to say. He's going to be authoritarian. Oh, you mean like... squash free speech, take away your guns. And that's not Trump doing that. That's the other side. So what is he? Yeah, he's going to go after people. He's going to go after murderers, rapists, fentanyl dealers, human trafficking, you know.
But Kathy, different cities are going to come after comedians one at a time and pick them off.
He said it like that? Pick them off?
That's what she said he's going to do.
This is so, ridiculous. Oh, look, by the way, if you're worried about politically, yeah, he's going to come after you if you're breaking election and voting laws.
That's true.
Yeah, if you're cheating and it has to do with election, he's going to come after you. Not going to come after you because you're a left of center actor.
He doesn't care
slash
about you.
Activist slash comedian or whatever.
He don't care.
He didn't have time for that.
No.
He didn't have time to focus on that stuff. And they're only doing this as just another facet of this whole fake fear. Mm-hmm. Look, they're the same people that brought you fake news. Now they bring you fake fear. The fear that Trump's going to be president again is something he's going to do bad things.
Oh, yeah.
Is bizarre. Kamala's never been a president. But as a vice president, she accomplished nothing. Trump's been president. He's been in that seat. I don't remember him doing anything authoritarian, squashing our rights, going after comedians or anybody else politically. It is interesting that Kimmel said, are you worried he would use the power of the federal government against you? Does Kimmel, will he acknowledge that the federal government is being used to go after Trump right now under the current administration. Would he acknowledge that? Because it's true. All the legal stuff that you hear about all is driven by politics, not by the rule of law. They've had to twist and change so many things. They've even got the Supreme Court knocked half of it out, and they still come back with some sort of weird, twisted hybrid thing. Anything that they can come up with. That's not using the power of the federal government. And not just using against an average citizen, which would be awful. Using it against their number one opposition, their number one opposing candidate, Donald Trump. It just, again, where do you learn to do this? Was it consciously or subconsciously by Kimmel? It was very conscious that he did this, that he set that up on purpose. That's conscious. Subconsciously, does he understand when he says, aren't you worried that Trump's going to use the power of the federal government against you? Does he understand at some level? He's doing the Marxist thing.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing the Marxist thing that I've pointed out many, many, many times, which is call your enemy what you are. Uh-huh. Say your enemy is doing what you're doing. It leads to confusion, and it also helps to keep blame from pointing back on you. Karl Marx, that comes directly from Karl Marx. So Kimmel is falling right into line.
Sure.
With the other brainwashed idiots. Are you worried that Trump gets elected, you use the power of the federal government against you?
Brother.
You mean like how it's being used against Trump right now? Can you even acknowledge that, Kimmel? What kind of just buffoon is this guy?
Oh, the worst.
What a jerk. I go back to what a jerk and leave it there. All right. Hey, by the way, we gave away tickets for the Black Tie Blue Jean barbecue again this morning. Mm-hmm. And Tim Pickler.
Pickle.
Yep. So Tim's the big winner there.
Yep.
Congratulations. And we still have another pair we'll do sometime tomorrow.
Yes.
All right. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I want to say something, and I haven't really heard anybody say this yet. And I believe right now in our political arena, we are at a form of civil war. I mean, the leader of the Republican Party, his life has been trying to, you know, they're trying to take his life, you know, and the Democratic Party believes that January 6th was an act of war. I mean, I believe that the Civil War never really ended. They just stopped killing each other on the battlefield. Now they pit the people against each other to vote for their policies. And we need to be aware of this as the American people of what's going on. You know, I'm going to vote for Trump, you know, but I know that he is the leader of the Republican Party, and the fact that they're trying to kill him, like, if you see all the political propaganda and all the lies and all the things that they're trying to do, these are all ancient war tactics, divide and conquer. And we as the American people really need to be aware of this, of what's going on. This is serious. This is not a joke anymore. They're trying to kill this man. And we need to realize it.
Well, I think you make a valid point. I've said before, a long time ago, I said, beware of those who seek to divide us. Those that seek to divide us racially. Those who seek to divide us based on our income. Those who seek to divide us in any and all areas in which you can actually divide people up. And I remember when Barack Obama won. I was not happy about that. But I didn't have a falling out with any of my Democrat supporting friends. Mm-hmm. I didn't cancel relationships that I had with anybody, including family and friends and even strangers.
Yep.
I went about my life. When Trump got elected, there was a completely different reaction. When they call it Trump derangement syndrome, that is a very accurate descriptor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can tell you that I know personally, close up and personally, people whose large families wouldn't talk to one member of the family because they found out that she voted for Trump.
Yep.
And I mean disconnected from her.
Scott, what's your first name?
Tell me, is that not sick in itself right there? So who is really seeking this divide? Is that the right? Although I got to tell you, as this continues, we're more and more fed up with it all. Yeah. But remember, when Trump got elected, how people changed. I saw it in the workplace. I saw somebody that I had worked with for nearly 20 years at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And knew we were on different political landscapes.
Sure. No surprise there.
And worked around it. And it was now, every once in a while it might bubble up. But for the most, no, professionals. This guy became unscrewed, uncorked, untethered.
Yes.
Nearly somebody you would call almost a lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
And not just behavior toward me, toward everyone who it was even thought of could be like-minded or similar to what I was thinking.
Right.
Yeah. Trump derangement syndrome. There was no Obama derangement syndrome.
Mm-mm.
So there you have it. Lars from Mars, you're on the air.
To add to the previous caller, it isn't Trump that they're trying to kill. It's all of the rest of us that disagree with them, that will not comply, that they're trying to kill. And because he's the figurehead, if they kill him, they think they kill the rest of us.
Well, there's something to that. I agree. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Tom, you're on the air.
Boy, if you don't like Trump and you watch Gutfeld from last night where they had him on for an hour, there must be something absolutely wrong with you, because it was Trump being himself. He was relaxed. He was absolutely fantastic. One of the things they had on there was when Robert F. Kennedy was suing Trump for some developments he had in upstate New York. There were two developments. There were a bunch of lawsuits suing him for millions of dollars. And Kennedy, who told the story, needed to go down to West Palm. There was some family reunion down there. And he didn't have the money and couldn't get all of his kids down there. His wife, Cheryl Hines, said, well, let me talk to somebody I know. Let me see if we can get a ride down there. And she knew Trump, called Trump up, said, hey, can we get a ride? And Trump shows up with his plane, puts Kennedy, the whole family on it, and flies him down. And Kennedy said, you know, why are you doing this? I'm suing you. And Trump's like, whatever. That's business.
Wow.
That says a lot.
That is, and I want to find that story so I can share that more than one time. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Whew. We've still got plenty of things that we're going to talk about this morning. Plenty of headlines, a lot of information coming your way, and the Secret Service facing additional scrutiny, as though that were even possible. Yes. I'll share that with you next on 97.3 The Sky. So you're going to stop rooting for the Arizona Cardinals, Greg?
No.
Why do they hate Trump? Why do they hate free speech?
I'm not sure that they do, but, you know, things happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's usually some explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look into it. 8:50 right now on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Arizona Cardinals are taking some heat for apparently forcing a season ticket holder to throw away her MAGA hat to get into the State Farm Stadium last weekend. Susan Rosner, who has owned season tickets for 34 years.
Wow, that's a fan.
Long-time customer.
Yeah, big time.
She told KPNX TV. Did you used to watch that? That Channel 6?
I don't know. It's Arizona. What? I never lived in Arizona. I don't care.
I thought you followed all things Cardinal.
Oh, no. They moved from St. Louis.
Oh, now you hate him. Anyway. Went,
if you don't build me a new stadium, we're going to leave. So we helped him pack his bags.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But thanks for asking.
So, Rosner.
Same thing with the Rams, too.
Did they move again?
Well, they were in St. Louis.
I can't keep track of these things anymore.
Yes, a new stadium, or we'll move. All right, see ya. Talk to Bidwell.
Rosner said the security officials told her that political gear is not allowed the stadium. As a longtime fan, she asked the security worker why the hat was prohibited. She said, no political hats or shirts. I said, I haven't heard all of that. And I said, that doesn't really make sense to me. And she goes, take your hat off.
Ooh.
The security official, it turned out to be Hillary Clinton. No, I'm just kidding. The security official asserted that Rosner could enter the stadium if she threw the hat in the garbage.
That's a little extreme.
You know, not put it in your purse or not. You can pick it up later.
Pick it up on the way out.
Something like that? No.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she did just that. Though I think she since regretted it. In retrospect, I wish I would have stood my ground, but I wasn't sure what the repercussions would be, and my husband would kill me if I did something with the season tickets that jeopardized them somehow.
Good point.
I'm a super freedom of speech advocate. I could care less if somebody had a Kamala Harris hat or T-shirt on. I do feel like part of the problem was this security woman definitely had a bias against my hat.
Yeah.
Since Rosner, though, went on the media with her story, the Arizona Cardinals and State Farm Stadium officials have stated that the security workers misunderstood a policy on prohibited items. They misunderstood it. So the team released a statement explaining it. In an isolated incident at Sunday's game, a stadium security member misunderstood a policy on prohibited items. Like most venues, signage, posters, flags, or displays that are political in nature are not permitted. However, that did not apply in this instance. Moving forward, we will work to provide clarity to all stadium personnel in these situations. We have also reached out to the individual involved to communicate that their experience was not consistent with our policies and practices and to apologize for that. Social media went crazy over the whole thing, and one ex-user pointed out that Mike Bidwell, the owner of the Cardinals, is a huge GOP donor. Another called for the security officials to be fired. A third one talked about the loss of free speech, and a fourth one even called for a MAGA hat night to be held at the stadium.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. So, just a little error there.
Yeah.
You misunderstood signage, posters, flags, or displays. So, that's when people come with the signs.
Yeah, right.
That say something, and they're not permitted.
We've seen the big banners people will drape off of a balcony, you know, higher deck level of seating, that kind of thing. So, I get that.
Now, like game day, you know, that they do on ESPN,
right?
You know, every Saturday morning during college football season, they actually want people to bring signs to see how clever they are.
Yeah.
You know, maybe utilizing the host or the ESPN letters in there, disparaging maybe toward the other team, but in a humorous or clever way, not necessarily being naughty or nasty, although I've seen a few.
Sometimes it happens.
It's not both sides, says Whoopi.
Oh, who cares what she says?
It's Trump's rhetoric that's inciting violence. It's Trump.
Really?
Yeah, it's not when you call him Hitler. It's not when you call him Mussolini. It's not when you say he's a danger to democracy. Right?
Yeah.
All the above?
That's what she thinks, huh?
It's not. It's his rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know what? Yeah.
She's an idiot.
I don't even want to give her any attention.
They are idiots.
You know?
No other word.
Yeah.
Well, there are other words, but I don't use them.
Yeah, I remember when Whoopi was a good thing, you know, like make Whoopi not war.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, the newlywed game, especially back in the day.
Exactly what I was thinking of.
Because that's where that word showed up in our world.
Now, I didn't see that. That's my grandpa told me about it.
Those are some of the funniest outtakes and clips of like any game show in history was the Newlywed Game.
Yes, it was. Hey, if we're going to go into the Wayback Machine, we have to go way, 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 way back to when Tupperware was the thing. Was
everybody
the thing.
Had Tupperware. Everybody.
Now, again, you know, your age, I don't know. Was there really a world pre-Tupperware? And if there was,
I don't think so.
I can't imagine it.
No.
Because I can remember... I didn't even know about Ziploc bags when they came out. because my mom wouldn't pay the extra money for them. So she's like flipping, flopping that thing. Oh, it used to have a little, like an envelope or something.
It didn't seal up or
anything. I'm like, Mom, I think it's like the air that makes the bread stale, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it keeps dirt off my sandwich, theoretically.
Yeah.
It took a long time to finally convince her.
That is funny.
But Tupperware. Tupperware came out. Oh, it was awesome. Godsend, right?
Oh, yeah.
They had to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Wow.
Yep. Now, that doesn't mean they're going.
Right.
They're going out of business. That's when you redo a lot of your financial.
Restructure.
And restructure, yes. But
hasn't most of the production moved down to the country, though? Aren't they like in Mexico or something?
This will be one of the, the final steps.
Well, competition's tough in that arena nowadays.
Yes.
All the new products that are out there.
Well, yeah. And you know what? And shame on us, and I may be guilty of that, too. People have found cheaper alternatives. And you know what they found out? Half the time, the tops don't fit or match. Mm-hmm. Everything's cracked and doesn't last long, where the Tupperware keeps on going. But people bought the cheap stuff.
Yep.
Probably guilty as well. Stop that. 9 o'clock stretch coming up next. Hang on.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.